Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. The National Weather Service has issued the following winter weather advisory, which remains in effect from noon today to 6 p.m. Central on Tuesday. What? Mixed precipitation expected, total snow accumulations up to 2 inches, and ice accumulations of up to 1/10 of an inch. Where? Portions of southwest Wisconsin, north central and northeast Iowa, and southeast Minnesota. When? From noon today to 6 p.m. on Tuesday. Impacts. Plan on slippery road conditions. The hazardous conditions could impact the morning or evening commute. Precautionary preparedness actions. Slow down and use caution while traveling. For the latest road conditions, check 511wi.gov in Wisconsin. And in the local forecast, today a chance of freezing rain, mainly after 5 p.m., cloudy with a high near 30, breezy with an east wind 13 to 18 miles an hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour, chance of precipitation is 30%. Tonight, freezing rain and sleet, possibly mixed with snow, low around 14, breezy with northeast winds 5 to 18 miles an hour, gusting to 31 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 80%. New ice accumulations of less than 1/10 of an inch possible. New snow and sleet accumulation of less than a 1/2 inch possible. Tuesday, snow possibly mixed with freezing rain and sleet, becoming all snow after 11 a.m., a high near 20, northeast wind 13 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 25 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 100%. Little or no ice accumulation expected. New snow and sleet accumulation of around 1 inch possible. A reminder that on the WDRT Driftless Morning Show beginning at 6 a.m., road conditions and possible school closings or delays are announced. And in state news for today, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is reporting that late last week, a Wisconsin youngster died of the rare and poorly understood COVID-19-related multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children, becoming the state's first such fatality and only the 60th in the nation. State health officials said the child, who was under 10 years old, came from southeastern Wisconsin, but declined to provide the age, gender, or date of the child's death. The child, one of 183 to come down with the disease in Wisconsin, died sometime within the last month. That, according to the Department of Health Services, nationwide there have been 6,851 cases, according to the most recent statistics from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention posted January 3rd. In other state COVID reporting from WBAY Television online, this past weekend marked a calendar month since the peak of the COVID-19 Omicron surge in Wisconsin. On January 19th, the 7-day average of new cases hit a record high of 18,810 per day. 4 weeks later, cases have plummeted to an average of 1,371 per day, their lowest point since last August. That rolling average is down from 1,493 a day earlier. The percentage of COVID-19 tests that are positive is below 8% after peaking at 29.5% last month. The current average is 7.8% of the tests over the last 7 days. That's where the positivity rate was back in October. Counties reported 23 deaths to the Department of Health Services. The DHS says 12 of these deaths were within the last 30 days. The 7-day average rose for a second day to 15 deaths per day. Thanks for joining us, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.